Hare Krishna to all the Sanctan devotees in the UK and all the Sanctan devotees all over the world. But I was asked specifically by Silver Street Sanctan leadership to say a few words about book distribution. And this year, unfortunately, I'll be saying it from at least a stage of retirement from carrying book bag on the street type book distribution. Distribution is everyone's life in the Krishna consciousness movement. So directly, indirectly, streets, wherever we are, ultimately that's our business, to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, because our business is to give transcendental knowledge. And that transcendental knowledge is the greatest gift. Krishna says, Nahi jnani na sadrisham kavitani vidyati. And the devotees who give the greatest gifts, well, they are the most munificent people, because their contribution is superlative. In the Christmas season, everyone's running around buying gifts, but actually these gifts are like they're like weights around the neck of a drowning man. They're just going to drag people further and further into illusionary existence. There, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, actually a great disservice. Looks like it's something nice, but it's actually a great disservice. A typical example of how people are harming each other in the name of spiritual life. And of course, our whole parampara is based on this principle of distributing transcendental knowledge, giving transcendental knowledge to others. And that was the reason for which Srila Vyasadeva compiled and wrote down Vedic literature, so that people in this day and age could avail themselves of that Vedic literature. And evam parampara praptam, and that knowledge has been passed down to us. It's been coming down through parampara, but not only the knowledge is coming down, but also the mission. Sri Chaitanya Manojistam Stapitam Dhyana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam. The mission to distribute this knowledge in as many ways as possible, novel ways. You know, when I just came back from India, I saw one came into the prasadam room, the Sanctan devotees are taking prasadam, and there's this sort of little aluminum trolley. It's a box. Well, I'll just describe what it does, then you get the idea. It's a box. Devotees put books in it. It's got wheels. They take it out. Not they, he. He made it himself. Very, very professional looking thing. It has a table on it. It presents Srila Prabhupada's books. He has a sound system, some kind of professional sound system, so there's music always going on in the background. And he's also got a flag with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra billowing from it. And that's how he's distributing books. Very, very creative, very nice. And Yukta Vairagya, just like the printing press, for all the unlimitedly useless things that are being printed in modern media, what to speak of press, but now it's internet and so on. But we also take advantage of that, and in that way we can distribute knowledge in greater and greater abundance, although nothing really replaces the feel of a book. That's my personal experience. And so Srila Prabhupada emphasized to us that mission that Rupa Goswami set into place in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, although it's been there in the Madhva Sampradaya earlier. And he really did a wonderful job. And when we become part of that mission, it's a extra empowering phenomena that empowers the persons who distribute, the persons who participate, and really benefit, obviously, the people who get the books. But there's a real key element involved in that. And that is that we act as pure medium to the parampara, to the will of the Lord, to the will of Vyasadeva, Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so on, all the way down. In the words of one great book distributor, that we don't stand in the way. Try and stand, not to get in the way, excuse me. Don't get in the way. So you can do unlimited things, and one can be unlimitedly empowered on Sankirtan. But don't let the mind, the false ego, get in the way. When it gets in the way, then it's just like the clouds coming in front of the sun. Then all of a sudden it becomes very, very dark. Similarly, devotees experience that when they let their minds get in the way. And generally it's the mind, even the body can, obviously, but the mind's the greatest culprit. So when the mind gets in the way, then the empowerment goes down, 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 down. The results go down, down, down. Don't get in the way. It's a very good mantra to keep in mind. Not just a good mantra for book distribution, it's a good mantra for Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness can empower a devotee very, very quickly. But unfortunately, it's because our bad habits are keeping us, reinforcing our mind and keeping us blocking or making us block the wonderful flow of transcendental nectar that's there from the Maha Mantra, from the effects of prasadam, from reading Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, from the association of devotees. We end up seeing problems, we end up seeing faults, we end up seeing why we shouldn't do things instead of why we should do things. It's the greatest, it's a great enemy, our conditioned mind, which is covering our ego, and that mind needs to become purified. So good sadhana, good spiritual practice, good determination, good association, these things are integral elements for being really effective instruments of the Guru Parampara. But when you become an effective instrument, nothing you can't do, absolutely nothing that you can't do in order to sell Srila Prabhupada's books. In other words, one can achieve any kind of result, go anywhere, distribute to anyone, and feel the extraordinary potency that comes along with being part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. As we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Srila Prabhupada said, ISKCON and this Krishna consciousness movement is part of the Chaitanya tree. It's the continuation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, which we read about. And the same type of wonders, the same type of miracles, the same type of extraordinary experiences are all there, provided that we don't get in the way. So I'm trying not to get in the way of my and other people's Krishna consciousness. So don't try to get in the way of your own service. Let the nectar flow, let the empowerment flow, and then like a river, it will make the books fly out of your hand and flow into the hands of other people. It's a unparalleled experience. Hare Krishna.